We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I was donkey up the team. Made it.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Jess Hilarious, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, November 30th, goes to a 54-year-old Iowa City man named Kenneth Kelly. Kenneth was arrested for pleasuring himself in front of customers at a convenience store. Yes, Kenneth was arrested for playing 5-on-1, okay, doing a manual override in front of customers at a local convenience store. Now, some people are doing what they do best, and that's victim blaming, but not blaming the customers who had to witness Kenneth Kelly celebrate Palm Sunday. They are blaming the convenience store. Yes, some people are saying the convenience store was asking for it. Some people are saying that the convenience store played a role in what happened and should be partly responsible for Kenneth Kelly boxing the one-eyed champ in front of customers. Why do they think the store is partly to blame? Well, it's because of the name of the store. What do you mean, Uncle Charlotte, because of the name of the store? Let's go to TBC News for the report, please.
Iowa City man was arrested on a warrant stemming from an incident where he allegedly followed customers in a convenience store and masturbated in front of them. Customers called 911 to report that an unknown male had said sexual things to them and began masturbating in their presence. The victims were able to provide a description of the man, identified as 54-year-old Kenneth Kelly of Wayne Avenue. When officers confronted Kelly at his apartment, he denied it was him. The victims of the incident, though, positively identified him during a photo lineup. I'm sorry, but it's hard to keep a straight face when talking about this one. Police obtained a search warrant and seized clothing that matched surveillance video and traffic cameras from the incident. After being read as Miranda rights, Kelly allegedly claimed he wasn't exposing himself and was instead scratching his genitals. Kelly was arrested and charged with indecent exposure, a misdemeanor punishable by a jail term of up to a year if convicted. For TBC News, I'm Barry White.
Well, that news report left out the best part. And the best part is the name of the store. The store is called the Come and Go Convenience Store.
What?
The Come and Go Convenience Store. The Come and Go Convenience Store. And Come is spelled K-U-M.
Are you serious?
I got to Google
this. I am absolutely 100% serious. I don't know how the news report left that out. That's the best part. Google it. Tell me if I'm lying. Google it.
And if you don't wait on you, because Charlamagne be playing sometimes.
It's not called The Come and Go. It's called Come and Go.
With a K?
What the hell is he talking? What do you mean it's not called The Come and Go? It's called Come and Go.
It's called Come and Go. You said The Come. No, it's called Come and Go.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Man. And maybe that's what the gentleman was doing.
Okay, well.
Now, if I say come as you are, if I say come here, and I spell it K-U-M instead of C-O-M-E, and somebody decided to shake hands with the milkman and hit me with some clam sauce, am I at fault? Words matter, okay? But spelling of words matter more. So Kenneth Kelly is wrong. But he might have a slight point. He might have a slight case simply because why did you spell come like that? All right? Listen, everybody on this planet isn't the brightest. Some folks on this planet are dumb and looking for direction. Some people are always looking for signs. So if you cruising and the old custard slinger starts to stand at attention and you see a sign that says come and go and come is spelled K-U-M, you're probably going to pop in and see what's going on. My question is, what in that convenience store turned him on? Was it the customers? Was it a bunch of good-looking men and women walking around? Or was it something on the shelf in the store? I consulted with the president of the Fat Lives Matter Committee, and he said it was probably the holiday tasty cakes. According to him, the holiday tasty cakes are fresh because they have to be made annually, specifically for this season, so that could be it. And now that I think about it, I think the president of the Fat Lives Matter Committee thinks I said, what would make him hungry? No, I said horny. Horny, sir. Jesus. Here's the thing. All men visit the safety deposit box from time to time. We all butter our muffins, but there is absolutely zero reason to hold your sausage hostage in a public place, regardless of what the convenience store is called. Now, what else bothers me about this story is, what if this store was really a place where people could come and go? How many caution wet floor signs would the store need?
Huh? We slipping on semen.
If come and go was actually what Kenneth Kelly thought it was, I would never buy a sticky bun from there. Okay, and if come and go was actually what Kenneth Kelly thought it was, imagine violating the no shoes, no service policy.
We slipping on semen.
Walk in with no shoes if you want to.
Ew.
The moral of this story is come and go convenience store and every customer in there is a victim. Let's not victim blame just because the name of the store is hilarious. Please give Kenneth Kelly the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey. Of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
Maybe there is a way to combine all these things for real, though. Like, maybe there is a need in the marketplace for a convenience store or fast food establishment where you can also pleasure yourself.
I don't think so. I'm just going to give it a strong no.
Was come and go is the perfect name for it.
It is. The closest one to us is in Colorado.
Really?
1,600 miles away.
Okay. But Krispy Kreme would be good too.
Whoa. You know, oh God.
Andy's frozen custard.
You know what I was thinking? So this is in America. But you know, like sometimes how they say like words in America, like they're spelled weird. And like
yes.
So maybe that's why he spelled it K-U-M, because technically, you know, that's pronounced correctly.
Maybe.
But I don't know. But you're from Colorado, so you should know.
Yeah.
You don't want to play a game?
No, there's other names. There's other names.
I want to play a game.
But there's other names that are good though, like BJ's, right?
Yeah.
BJ's,
In-N-Out,
In-N-Out,
In-N-Out could definitely work. Or you can make up your own names like Chick-fil-A the Pipe.
Okay.
You don't think so?
Chick-fil-A the Pipe.
What about Pizza Butt? You wouldn't go to Pizza Butt.
Mm-mm. But not go to Pizza Butt.
Mm-hmm. Why Shake the Steak? You wouldn't go to,
shake the steak.
Mm-hmm. What about Jacking in the Box? You wouldn't go to that one.
No.
What about for men and women looking for orgies? Five Guys? That wouldn't be a thing either.
Five
you
wouldn't guys. Do that? Yeah.
Is it still going to be expensive? It's Five Guys.
Probably
expensive.
Be a little bit more expensive. Absolutely. Probably be a little bit more.
I just thought of, I don't know why I thought Wendy's. We got the beef. What was, is that we got the beef?
No, that's Arby's. That's Arby's. We got the
meat. Who got the meat?
Who got Arby's.
Who got the meat?
Arby's got the meat.
Dwight Howard would get an endorsement deal so fast. Who does the meat? Which one is that?
It's Arby's.
Arby's. Arby's. Where's the meat? No, yeah. Where's the beef?
No, we got the meat.
We got the meat.
How does Dwight Howard not have an endorsement deal with Arby's?
You gotta get it up.
Arby's,
gotta
what
get
y'all doing? That's a no brother layup.
That'd be dope. Him holding the sandwich and
come
we got
on,
the
that's
meat.
That's a layup. That is a layup. Come on, man.
Arby's
come
marketing, on, Arby's. We're helping
that's
you.
That's right. Jesus come on, Christ. Man.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
Mm-hmm.
No, what if he was really confused?
No, that was Donkey of the Day.
Oh, Donkey of the Day. I'm sorry. I was going to say, what if he was really confused and high and just seen the sign and was like, oh, this is where, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I kind of feel about that about the bodega cat that was just taking his little cat genitals all over the apples and the oranges. I'm not going to let him die. Wait till I put him on my TikTok.
Oh, you videotaped him?
I sure did. Jesus. I'll show it to you.
All right. Now, when we come back, we were talking about Young Thug in the rumors earlier, right? And you were talking about he's in jail and he speaks to Mariah the Scientist all the time.
Right? Yeah, and she said they're going to get married as soon as they get out, once he gets out of jail.
And then you also said,
men who are in jail make a lot of promises. And I say that because my brother did sometime. And he thought, a lot of women thought that they were going to marry him.
Until he got out.
Until he got out. And things did a complete 180.
Okay. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Ladies, have you ever dealt with a man in jail that sold you dreams? That said you were going to get married and y'all were going to have a kids and family when he got out. And then when he got out, well, he really got out and he was outside. And fellas, have you ever did that to somebody? You were in jail and you were like, this is my boo, this is my bae. And then when you got out, you was like, nah, B. Let's discuss. 800-585-1051. It's Jail Bae in Love on The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.